Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for, wow, it's already September 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. The checks and balances put in place by our founders, absolutely brilliant. Combine that with the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. Put a good, honest, moral people on the task, and man, we got a system that created the best country on the face of the earth with the most freedom of anybody for the longest time ever, and we intend to retain and maintain it. We need to restore the republic, ladies and gentlemen. We need to preserve the nation, and it won't happen through a revolution, but it will indeed occur with a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. By the way, it is a freedom-loving fantastic. We're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time. Friday, a quick recap of yesterday's show. Sam writes, quote, a quick important issue, if I may. That was in an email to Mr. Jason Horowitz of the New York Times. The NYT, or New York Times, says, and a version of this article appears in print on page A1 above the fold with a headline, Skittles post by Trump's son fits a pattern. Page A1, Sam writes, is fantastic placement. We would expect nothing less than a retraction correction posted online and in print in just as prominent of a position. We know you guys in the mainstream press like to give your first draft articles top billing, like page A1 above the center fold, right? But then retract, correct on page like A55D. That way no one ever sees the truth. We kindly appeal to your integrity, Jason Horowitz, to make sure the corrected facts are just as widely known. The New York Times article has been published, I should say republished, or what, syndicated? I don't know what you call it. In the Chicago Tribune, as well as in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. That's two of the largest newspapers, folks. And anyway, we had a conversation with Jason yesterday. He called us back. He's still working on the correction. He kind of wants to word that thing in a way that still leaves egg on our face. It's maybe factually correct, but it leaves the wrong impression in the minds of the readers. And I'm trying to get Jason not to do that. I'm trying to get him to blatantly correct his error in the most honest, transparent, leave nothing to chance, clear way. But it's a struggle. You see, poor Jason is kind of an underling, and I don't mean to be offensive to him, but he works for somebody else that pulls the strings. And Jason knows it, and as a result, poor Jason's kind of caught. You know? I think the guy's a nice guy. I really do. I think he's a good person. He was very polite to me every time I've talked to him. He's called me back exactly like he said he would. I think he's doing his very best. And I think he wants to get it right. I don't think he means to barbecue us. Oh, well, don't you dare. When I said barbecue, don't relay that to gas chambers or anything. I'm just saying, you know, my kids, whenever something, they always get the upper hand on their brothers or sisters. They're like, burn, roasted, that kind of stuff. I mean it like that. I don't mean it in any type of, you know, racist way or anything. Anyway, bottom line is Jason, I think, intends to do the right thing. I just think the poor guy, you know, he's got handlers, controllers, and, you know, they say what goes. So we also talked about the film One Fine Day, a 1996 American comedy. We talked about the fact that Hillary Clinton outspends Mr. Donald Trump by $31 million to no effect, writes Daily Caller. Also, we talked about the horrible events in North Carolina, Charlotte, NASCAR Hall of Fame looted, protesters smashing apartment windows on live TV, Nobody getting arrested, it doesn't seem to me, hardly. Well, they say there's a couple of people, but not near enough. Now, Barack Hussein Obama's half-brother, Malik Obama, says, I will support Donald Trump because he is a humble and an honest guy. USA Today, hour one, that's a wrap. Hour two, yesterday, available on demand at libertyroundtable.com. Brought to you by thepowermall.com. We talked about Thugs of Charlotte, newsobserver.com. Boy, did they nail the headline right. Tensions explode in Charlotte. White man dragged and beaten and begging for mercy all the while. One person shot, critically wounded, as protests over fatal Charlotte police shooting turned violent. Never mind that a black cop shot a black man. That's irrelevant, even though they complain it's all racial in nature, huh? Second night, now we're at the third night of chaos. There's appeals for calm. There's claims for state of emergencies. They're talking about maybe curfews. Then out North Carolina governor calls out the National Guard. Homeless white man got kicked over. Attempt to throw a photographer into the fire. Victim's brother calls all white people devils. CNN reporter got attacked. I submit to you the terror fears are out of proportion compared to the real risks, folks. We need to understand you cannot have this discussion without turning to God. You can't. If you want the violence to stop, you must turn to God and God's laws and God's ways and God's commandments. No, God does not need us to love him, but oh, how we need to love God. What we love determines what we seek. What we seek determines what we think and do. What we think and do determines who we are and who we will become. Trump is starting to backstop and frisk across the U.S. He claims it was only for Chicago. Anyway, all I'm telling you is we got to talk about God and we got to talk about sitting down. Where's Barack's beer summits when you need them? Maybe we could sit a bunch of people together. I could be a broker, a negotiator, and, you know, we could solve this thing. We don't need litigation. We don't need violence. We can all sit down and talk about it. Lady Justice is blind. So should we be. We should stand up for principle every time. But you're never, ever, ever going to solve the problems in America until you solve the problems for the family. You got to have intact, stable families with a mother and a father, and you got to turn to God. And if you do that, then we can solve the problems. If you're not willing to do any of that, then just expect the carnage and the mayhem and the war and the trouble and the violence and the death and the corruption and the rapes and the to just continue. All right, we had on our guest, Scotty Nels Hughes, incredible surrogate for Donald Trump. She's a spokeswoman for Donald Trump. She's also a commentator on CNN. And we talked about what lies ahead for the Trump campaign. We talked about the debate prep, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump preparing for the Monday debate. And we talked about the abuse that anybody who supports Donald has been taking. We talked about the bogus race ideas from some of these people. And it was a great interview. She basically said, I'm a gun-toting, baby-loving Republican wife. I mean, she just absolutely nailed it. That's a recap of the broadcast that took place just yesterday, available on your Roku player. Look for the Liberty News Radio channel. And then live and on demand at libertyroundtable.com. Two of our other award-winning websites to be aware of and to donate to, libertynewsradio.com for incredible talk show hosts 24-7 and libertynewsdaily.com for some of the best news on the internet. Kirk Crosby's with me from the road. Welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live, my friend.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Hey, Kurt, back in the day, at the early part of this year, we were covering the Ammon Bundy scenario. We were at the live rally back in the day to try to free the Hammonds. And then they took over the refuge. We disagreed with that. We had Ammon on. We've probably done more coverage on this than anybody, especially inside fair coverage. We interviewed Ammon from inside the event. We had all kinds of people that we knew and friends involved and everything else. We even rejected going in to report live. Pete Santilli decided to go in. We warned him not to. He went to jail. He finally got cleared of the Oregon charges. We've reported every bit of this, blow by blow. And when the event happened that Mr. Lavoie Finicum was murdered by government thugs, we talked about the driver, Kurt, for Ammon Bundy's vehicle. There was two vehicles there. And the driver for Ammon Bundy's vehicle was a guy by the name of Mark McConnell. I want to get into this real quick because we have an update related to this based on court testimony now. Oh, yeah, things are unfolding, and we told you the truth then, and we'll level it, or we'll tell you the truth now. We'll level with you as we do every time. Where's the mainstream press when you need them? They called us nuts at first. Now they admit we're correct once again, ladies and gentlemen.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Yep, so according to testimony in court, ladies and gentlemen, Mark McConnell, the guy that was Ammon Bundy's driver on that fatal day for Lavoie Finicum, looks like he was an FBI informant and a disinformation asset, Mark McConnell. We told you that was the case back in the day. And now it's confirmed in court. Kurt, what do you say to that, my friend? We're proven correct once again. When we brought this up, the mainstream press just said you guys are conspiracy theorists, nuts. Now I guess it's conspiracy fact by your government, sir.
So the bottom line is you're saying that they have now admitted that?
Well, it's in testimony in court, yeah.
That's cool. You know,
well, it's not very cool. I think it's horrible that you're government creating informants and thugs.
It's always nice when the actual admission is there, you know.
Well, they're forced to. It's in court there, Kurt, under sworn testimony there, and so, you know.
Yeah, and yet, like you say, when we bring it up before that, hey, there's probably some, you know, infiltrators or whatever going in there, you know, causing this problem. Like, sure, it makes me think of that deal. Remember in Seattle when we had those the boots, and the boots just seemed like they were the same on the bad guys and
the so-called good guys. Yeah,
yeah, and you know, it's just interesting to see so many times. Makes you even think of the Idaho one with Randy Weaver and the good guys going in saying, hey, just cut this shotgun off just a little short here. And, you know, and so many times it seems like our own government, I guess you could say, is kind of behind the problem.
Yeah, it turns out to be somewhat the enemy, sad to say. And an example is even after the event, Mark McConnell tried to spin a big old video saying he saw the whole thing. Everybody's lying. The government was fine. Finicum was out of control. And then the video proved otherwise. Mark got discredited. Mark was able to go home right after the event. Everybody else went to jail. I mean, it goes on and on. And I submit to you, there's more government provocateurs. They call them informants or disinformation assets that were surrounding Ammon at the time, and Mark was certainly one of them, sad to say. All right, next tidbit for you, Kurt.
Yeah.
Outside agitators are now discovered in Charlotte.
Yeah, surprising, isn't it, Sam?
Not.
They say that, what, 70% of the guys that they've arrested, hey, they're just from far away. you know, they're showing up to cause problems, and really makes you even think of the Ferguson deal. Remember when old Soros put out the bucks to, you know, fund people to come there and cause problems and stuff? You know, I really think that that's part of the whole picture. You know, the agitators, I guess you'd say, the provocateurs. You know, spending money to cause more trouble. You know, what do you think?
Well, I think it's just a pattern across the country. 99% of these protests, and this is the problem, would not get off the ground if it wasn't for these professional agitators. They come with a pattern. They come with a plan. Everywhere they go in the wake is just nights and nights of violence and terror and horror for the good, honest people that live there. And I don't care what color the good, honest people are. There's good, honest people everywhere. And then there's a small contingent of ne'er-do-wells, bad apples ruin the barrel idea. And these people just come and agitate and cause problems. And you know what? I agree that people have the right to go where they want to, Kurt, and to say and do what they want to. But you know what? If there's violence and criminal activity, you can arrest these people. And you can literally kick them out of your county. You can literally say, you know what? You're not welcome here. You're leaving. Because you're an agitator criminal, because you're inciting violence, because there's a pattern of your behavior. I don't know why we tolerate these people doing this everywhere they go. Now, it's true we have a right to peacefully assemble, but when you can clearly point to a pattern that there's violence everywhere these people go, at some point that doesn't work, Kurt. At what point in the Constitution there's ways to deal with some of these people? What do they call those insurrections, Kurt?
Yeah.
And I'm not just accepting that these people could just run around and cause trouble everywhere they go. I don't accept that.
Good point. Yeah. Neither do I.
Yeah. And I know our enemies might say, oh, you guys are too heavy-handed. What about the Constitution? What about people's rights? People are innocent until proven guilty. I agree with all that. I also agree that we don't need to go along with these patterns. If we know someone travels around the country, somehow has strange funding. Wherever they go, there's violence. At some point, you develop this picture called a probable cause, Kurt.
Yep.
And that probable cause and that pattern can say, look, you know what? There's a line to how much, you know, freedom of speech, how much freedom of association, and how much activism you can be involved in. And we're not going to let you come into our town, our county, our community, and agitate and cause problems. You could pretend it's your right, but it's not. And I'll tell you why. Because a simple idea is, don't hurt me, don't take my stuff. And another simple adage is, your rights end where mine begin. And in both cases, these people are literally smashing windows. And what happens oftentimes is the agitators themselves, who are professional, don't do that dirty work. They just whip the people up in a frenzy who then do. Well, it's kind of like a mob boss or something like that in jail and has some way to communicate and direct people on the outside, kind of a thing. At some point, there's appropriate obligations for actions and associations here, too. And there's got to be a way to dig into the bottom of that. We ought to ask Sheriff Richard Mack about some of this. Anyway, I digress. What do you think of the debates, Kurt? Let's ask you this. We'll get into this more, hopefully, with Richard Mack, too. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are going to be debating on Monday night, buddy.
Yeah. Well, all I can tell you is that I bet Hillary's kind of shaking her boots. At least I think she's kind of would prefer to avoid the cameras. The investigations. I was looking at one story from the sun.co.uk. You know, it's across the pond talking about Hillary's eyes.
And, yes.
Remember that old phrase that our buddy Jerry used on us? Nothing is official until it's been denied. So she says, I don't need brain tests. And she slams suggestions she needs neurological tests despite bizarre video showing her eyes moving out of sync. All I can say is they say she was looking cockeyed in the video. I've always thought she looked that way. But anyway, you know, it's just Hillary. It should be entertaining, though, huh, Sam?
Yes, I find that interesting, though. Do you think she'll be able to hold her eyes still and avoid letting people know she has an earpiece in and not have any problems or weird behavior on the stage? You know, can she really sit there for, I don't know how long the debate's going to be, an hour plus, literally right by Donald on the stage and take, you know, questions back and forth? And everything? Can she really handle all that without weird? She's going to be under a lot of scrutiny this time, Kurt.
Yeah, and are they going to be sitting, or is it, you know, at least I would, if I was Donald, I'd be trying to see if we couldn't just stand, because that'd give her a little bit more, you know, hard work. Although, you know, she did have, at least this is the story, have pneumonia recently, so she's got to be, you know, a little bit, it would have been hard on her for that if that was the real truth. Anyway, bottom line is, should be rather interesting, in a sense.
Well, I think it'll be interesting. We'll talk about it more with Sheriff Richard Mack next hour. Got an interesting guest coming up. I'll surprise you with who it is. And since you're on the road, Kurt, I'll let you get things squared away and have you join us top of the next hour.
Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. Liberty Roundtable Live. Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby. News the networks refuse to use on your radio.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
A report released last week by the Justice Department's Office of the Inspector General claimed that FBI agents may impersonate journalists while conducting undercover investigations, and an agent who posed as an editor with the Associated Press during a 2007 investigation did not violate agency policies, summarizes U.S. News and World Report. The 2007 case involved a series of bomb threats emailed to Timberline High School near Seattle, Washington. The suspect masked his location through the use of proxy servers, an agent with the Bureau's Cybercrime Task Force, posing as an Associated Press editor, got in touch with the 15-year-old suspect through email and sent him phony news articles and photographs containing an embedded trace program. When the recipient clicked on a photo, his location was revealed to FBI agents. In response to criticism from the Associated Press and outrage expressed by civil libertarians and press freedom advocates, FBI Director James Comey described the methods used in that case as lawful and, in a rare case, appropriate. Last summer, the Bureau created guidelines for future cyber stings of this kind, which permit the FBI to impersonate news organizations and other third parties without their consent in certain cases, observes ACLU Legislative Counsel Nima Singh Guliani. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's LibertyNewsRadio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Our esteemed guest, ladies and gentlemen, is a 59-year-old retired Marine sergeant, five-time elected House rep in New Hampshire, and he's standing up for liberty, ladies and gentlemen, like no other. He's a Trump surrogate, a Trump advisor, does a great job. The mainstream press doesn't like him. They say he doesn't even need to look for controversy. Controversy finds him. Wow, we know that feeling too, don't we? Actually, the truth is, whenever you stand up for God, family, and country, they claim that it's controversial. It's amazing to me that things that we used to take for granted in this wonderful country of ours now seem to be horrible, and everything good is called evil, and everything evil is called good. It's just a mixed-up world as we turn our backs on God, family, and country. It's tragedy, to say the least. But Al Baldassaro in New Hampshire, you just won your primary, right, sir?
I sure did, Sam. I'm probably the most attacked state rep. Good morning, by the way. I'm the most attacked state rep here in the state of New Hampshire. And I came in number 2 out of 10 running for 7 seats in my district, which is the 9th largest district in the state of New Hampshire.
Now, the mainstream press wants everybody to kind of believe you're just, you know, persona non grata. But the truth is, you know what? That's a pretty good showing, sir.
Well, you know, it is, Sam, and the reason why it is, I don't know if you're familiar with the American Conservative Union.
Of course.
They normally rate U.S. senators in Congress. They just started recently, the last couple of years, rating legislators. I'm 100% conservative voting record. I don't vote for taxes. I don't vote for fees. I vote to live within our means, okay, here in New Hampshire. I vote for tax cuts. I was co-sponsoring Stand Your Ground here in New Hampshire. I supported constitutional carry, liberty issues, constitutional issues.
Now, it's fascinating. The mainstream press wants to make this big deal about you saying, hey, Hillary Clinton's guilty of treason. And you mentioned that at the Republican National Convention. You even mentioned it on my show. And I said, you know, I agree she's guilty of treason. You kind of mentioned the firing squad. I said, well, hey, what we got to do is we got to have due process here. We got to have first hold her in contempt of Congress. We got to first, you know, impanel a grand jury, and we got to, you know, prove guilt and move forward with the constitutional provisions. Here's what's fascinating, though. A ton of Republicans attacked you. To me, what we're debating here is semantics to a great degree. What we need to stand for, though, is accountability and the rule of law. Trump is the law and order candidate. Isn't that really what you're saying, Al?
Well, what I'm saying is nobody is above the law. We're a nation of laws. I spoke as a veteran, and what I said was in accordance with the U.S. Code 18 and the Constitution on treason. I, as an American, had an opinion, okay, on somebody that I believed that broke the law, that put my fellow veterans and police or special agents, spies or whatever in other countries in danger. And they took it to the extent that they read between the lines on what I said. Naturally, you have to go in front of a court and be found guilty. I mean, if somebody didn't understand that, then I'm sorry. You know, that's the far-left liberals that are too blind. Or the progressives, which is the next closest thing to socialism.
Now, you're an unpaid advisor on veteran issues and more to the Trump campaign. First question, I guess Donald's going to take on Hillary on Monday. Do you think Hillary can stand the heat, sir?
I don't think so. I think Hillary's going to be choking. I think she gets all nervous. I hope she don't have one of those earpieces. I'm not sure if it's true or not. You know what went around the internet in her ear.
Well, we know George Bush had one before that was documented as well. So, you know, they do that
George
stuff.
If Bush
sir.
Had one, too, then it's not right. He should have
agreed.
Been accountable. I didn't know that.
But, yeah, the liberals were complaining about the George Bush one, and the conservatives were all protecting George that time.
I think you should stand up and speak from your heart and tell it like it is and not have somebody in the background telling you what to say.
And if you can't get that done to the satisfaction of the American people, you ought not be elected.
You're damn right. I can't see them, you know, representing the United States or, you know, I'm a true believer in freedom. I'm a true believer. If you're going to run for president, then you stand up and look at people in the eye and tell them like it is. No BS, no PC. You know, in my opinion, political correctness is dead. I say what I believe in for the last 10 years, and I've come out number one in my district many times.
You know, Hillary has had weird body movements, weird eye movements people are talking about. She's had all kinds of issues. She runs around on one hand and claims she can't remember with anything with regards to being on the witness stand, etc., or the stand. Can someone like that really be president? If you really can't remember when it's critical crunch time, how are you going to serve the country and how are you going to be the nation's or the world's free leader? I mean, how are you going to get that done?
You know, Sam, if that was me or you, we'd be in jail. We'd be arrested. Nobody is above the law. I just can't see how she can be president. I believe something's wrong with her. I pray that. I hope it's not. You know what I mean? Because we don't wish anything on anybody. But if, in fact, she is sick, then she's doing a disservice to our country because she's going to be a puppet in the White House. Her husband and other people will be running the country if she gets in there. And it's right there. You know, you can't miss all the coughing, all the other issues there, the fainting, the falling. Something's wrong there.
I'd say, I'll give you another example. Hillary can run around and perjure herself in front of Congress, run around and lie about emails, and no one really bats an eye. They say, there's nothing here. Move on, people. Now, whether you like Al Baldassaro's exact wording about treason and, hey, she should face the firing squad, what happened was a Secret Service agent spoke with Al Baldassaro about some of those comments.
Actually,
and here's what's interesting. An agent from the Manchester office called. Is that right?
That's correct.
He said, I listened to your talk.
Right.
But I still have to ask you a question. He says, now, he must have been listening to Liberty Roundtable Live, huh?
Probably, I'm sure.
Well, that's interesting. I've been telling you guys that the feds are all listening to every word we say, and now we have positive proof they admit it to Al Baldassaro. Wow. So what happened in that then?
They didn't say that, you know, what radio say. They listened to the station that I was on, the Kuna show there. And, of course, on my other comments that I've said, I would never, you know, I'm a retired Marine, a 10-year legislator. I would never wish death on anybody. But I'm one that went to the floor and fought the death penalty to protect our police. Because here in New Hampshire, they wanted to get rid of the death penalty, the Democrats. Okay, and we have a guy sitting in jail right now for killing a cop. I'm sorry. I'll stand my ground. You kill a cop, home invasion, that's the death penalty. But anyways, the Secret Service called me on the phone from Manchester, and I'm in a hotel now with Secret Service, and I'm with Donald Trump, you know, at the convention, and I'm in the same hotel with Trump. Nobody questioned me at all. Now, I called him the next day because he actually texted me that night, too, and I said, I'll give you a call tomorrow. And I did. I called him the next day, and he told me straight up. I listened to it. There was nothing there. But I have to ask you a question. Do you feel like killing Hillary Clinton? And I said, no, of course not. We're a nation of laws. I stated an opinion. You know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, it's over and done with.
And the opinion relates to constitutional accountability. Let's be very clear.
Well, that's what it was. You know what I mean? And you know, we're Americans. We cannot give up one inch. I didn't serve 22 years in the Marine Corps to give up one inch of my freedom of speech or any freedom, my Second Amendment. I grew up in Cambridge, Sam, Mass. My grandfather was the mayor of Cambridge, Mass. For 4 terms. I didn't even want to go back to Massachusetts because I'm a Second Amendment guy. I own guns.
All right. I think it's phenomenal. What do you think the future holds for the campaign? You think Donald's going to win, number one? Number two, is the debate going to be the deciding factor? Is Donald just going to pull away in the polls after the debate?
I think the Donald Trump is going to kick butt and take names in the debate. I think she's going to be choking. I think she's, because Donald Trump is unpredictable. Okay, he don't let people know.
That's right.
Okay, where he's coming from, which is the best thing because, you know, as from a military standpoint, you don't want your enemy to know what you're doing. You know, the fog of war, you know, keeping the enemy confused. That's the way it should be in our country. I think that he's going to pull away, and I think he's going to win probably about 47, 48 states.
Wow. So are you going to be in the cabinet somewhere, do you think?
You know, I made it straightforward with Donald Trump. I'm not looking for a job. I just wanted, when I first met him March of last year, I said, all I want to make damn well sure that you're going to take care of veterans, immigration, national security, the deficit. These are key issues here in our country. Okay?
Whether you're amen to that.
We've got people being killed all around the country. They're hiding the numbers of the, you know, what's in jail, what it's costing American taxpayers, you know, what it's costing us in the schools, in the local communities. They're killing us, okay? We're paying more money. If we could get a handle on this stuff here and put that wall up, it would slow down the drugs coming in. It would slow down.
Hang on, Al, because that's a comment that Donald just made. We'll talk about that in a second. Hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. Al Baldessaro just won his primary in New Hampshire. He's an advisor to Donald Trump on your radio.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
North Florida, North America, and YouTube Babylon, are you tired of the direction America is headed?
Yeah!
Are you fed up with all the lies and corruption in government?
Yeah!
Are you tired of the persecution of Christians and other forms of patriots?
Yeah!
Do you want to get involved in the restoration of the Republic but are unsure where to start?
Oh, yeah!
The answers to these questions and more can be found with me, your host, Kevin Blake, Saturday nights, 10 to midnight Central Time, on Liberty News Radio, for the Restore the Republic show, where I will give you all the information needed to restore the Republic. So, Babylon, grab a chair, drink of choice, and get ready to laugh, or cry, or both. Until then, get comfortably disturbed at the RestoreTheRepublicShow.com. That is RestoreTheRepublicShow.com. See you on Saturdays, Babylon.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items from my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You ought to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Great news, ladies and gentlemen. Al Baldassaro won his primary. Al Baldassaro riding shotgun on Liberty Roundtable Live right now. We're talking about debate prep for Hillary and Donald. We're talking about what lies ahead for the Trump campaign. Now, Al Baldassaro is the state representative from New Hampshire. He's also co-chair for veterans and advisor to the Trump. I don't know if I should say administration yet. All right. For the Trump campaign joins us. So, Al, one of the statements that you referred to is, hey, you know what? You got all kinds of people on drugs running around everywhere. Donald Trump says drugs are a big factor in urban violence. I couldn't agree more with that statement, but somehow the mainstream press thinks it's controversial. What, telling the truth is a revolutionary act?
Well, that's the problem we have here. The left do not want to hear the facts. They want to hide what's really going on in our country. And I've been all over the country talking with people left and right. I mean, all walks of life. When they call me a racist, I laugh at them because I have a brother-in-law who's from Puerto Rico. He's black. I have a sister-in-law who's African-American. I have nephews and nieces. There's never been any discussion on racial stuff until Obama got in.
Well, and I asked you about this at the Republican convention as well, and you basically clearly said, look, Donald's worked with everybody for decades. Let's be clear. They've been all kinds of people.
Right. But on the drug issue here in New Hampshire, we got hit pretty bad with our young dying overdosing.
Yes, heroin and
stuff,
right?
Last year, I think it was almost 400. The year before that was over 400. And I believe by putting that wall up there will slow down the drugs coming in over the border into our country there that are killing our young. I mean, moms and dads got to be concerned about this. Why would you support 4 more years of the 8 years we just had of Obama? That's what Hillary is. That's, you know, she's not going to do anything that, you know, she's the same thing as Obama.
Well, let's be very clear, Al Baldassaro. Back in the day when Bill Clinton was president, I used to interview a guy by the name of Terry Reed, who had evidence and proof of drug smuggling into Arkansas. And he wrote a book about it and everything and documented a lot of this. The CIA and the government and the Clinton administration and everything else looked the other way and helped drug cartels. And since then, we've seen mainstream press articles documenting that the United States government basically assists certain cartels and protects their channels for drug trade while they arrest others. And they claim they do it looking for the kingpins and to stop drugs, but they actually participate in the criminal activity, sir.
Yeah, I don't understand. I mean, they're buying drugs off of these dealers, and then you're right, they're trying to get to the big guy there, but you never hear the big guy getting arrested. It's always the little people. You know, here we put in over $100 million here in New Hampshire into our drug programs here. We have drug courts here to try to help and get these kids into drug programs there. It's a damn disgrace what's going on, but people are blinded. They don't see this here that's been happening under Obama's watch. And you're going to get 4 more years. Tim, you talk about liberty. You know, most people don't even realize what just happened with the Supreme Court. The lower courts all said executive orders can't be used as laws, okay? Four Supreme Court justices supported executive orders as laws. Four didn't, so it died. The president can't do that. Imagine if there was one liberal justice on that board, okay, on the Supreme Court. What would happen? The president can make laws. We become a kingdom. People don't realize what just happened. In our country.
Yeah, or what almost happened, right? What could have happened had we had the wrong court justices there.
That's right. It could have happened. And that would have meant any president can write executive order and write a law. We, our country, we have three sets of government, three forms. I don't understand it. You let the legislative branch do their thing, the judicial, and the executive branch. But the executive branch with Obama is trying to take Libya away through executive orders. I mean, the Christians should all be on board with Trump, after
amen to that.
Something's going on. I just can't see how any Christian, any African-American minority could support the Obama. I was a Democrat for many years. Okay, I grew up with Tip O'Neill. I grew up with the Kennedys, breakfast, lunches, barbecues with them. My grandfather, politician, 50 years. So I know the old way of Democrats has gone out the window. Now it's towards big government, ruling. I want government out of my house and out of my pocket.
Amen to that. We just want to be left alone. That's true as it ever was. Back when I, in the Republican convention, we were talking about the open letter that I wrote to Donald Trump after they called me a racist for interviewing Donald Trump Jr. I don't know if you know, but I forced Politico to print a retraction for some false statements they made. Do you realize that we're now having the New York Times, they're printing a correction retraction for false statements they've made in the last couple of days relating to Donald Jr.'s comments relating to Skittles, comparing the odds of letting illegal terrorists into the country and what damage they can do? Do you realize that the New York Times basically got facts about me wrong and they were forced? They're going to be printing a correction on this right now.
Oh, well, I didn't know that, but I think that's awesome. I mean, the New York Times and the, we're going back. Remember the old days there, yellow journalism?
Yes, of course. And that's what they're doing to us.
To call. And that's what they're doing now. And nobody's saying that. I'm glad you're speaking out and going after them there.
Oh, I'm going after them to force them to print retraction because they flat out get facts wrong and they lie. A buddy of mine's even got a lawsuit against one of the big liberal newspaper rags for lying about him. They claimed he was a leader of the KKK, which is blatantly false. There's a lawsuit about it now. So when Donald Trump wants to sue these people, we're already setting the standard to get that done, Al.
Oh, I agree. Where is all the uproar about the $20,000 or more money from the KKK that's come into Hillary Clinton? Where is all the uproar about with Senator Byrd, okay, who was a grandmaster for many years in KKK, and, Hillary Clinton saying that that's her mentor? I think she's a damn hypocrite. And people got to realize, open their damn eyes and realize what's going on in our country. Everyone's in their own little bubble, and they really don't follow what's going on in the country. I do because I sit on State and Federal Relations and Veterans Affairs Committee for 10 years. I'm the former chairman. I'm the former co-chair of the House Republican Alliance. We're the constitutionalists and platform, legislators that take positions and do a report card on legislators that vote, against the Constitution. And they don't like us there for that reason.
That's all right. We just keep staying the course and holding people accountable. That's what we do. That's what we do best. Are you going to be at the Republican inauguration or the presidential inauguration in January?
I hope to be. Yes, I definitely. I've been actually still traveling around. I was in Maryland speaking to the Bikers for Trump rally in Ocean City last week. And then I gave a speech at a VFW in Medford, Mass. I gave another speech at another rally there. And I've been around New Hampshire speaking. My wife had an operation. She had cancer.
Oh, our prayers are with her.
And thank you. And she's been doing good. She's clean now. She don't have to go through radiation.
Oh, good. It's Judy, right?
People, Sam, the sick people out there, the card she got in the mail that said, "I heard you were sick. I hoped you died."
Oh, wow.
They're going after my family for things that I said that are in accordance with the U.S. law and the Constitution. I don't understand. I mean, it's crazy.
Your wife is Judy, right?
My wife is Judy, yes.
All right, our prayers are with Judy, sir.
Well, thank you. Yeah, she's doing so much better, and she's up and about. And,
oh, good.
You know, they took out all her insides there, and they caught it in time. But anyways, the sick individuals, and that's why I went on the news. You got a problem, come see me. My address is right up there in the state, you know, legislator. You know, I'm a freedom guy. Stop by, shoot the breeze. I see people that are spineless. Not all. There's a few, and on the liberal side, are very, very vicious.
I hear that. Well, tell Donald if he needs someone to speak out on the media and help him take on the media and someone to publicly speak about the problems in the media, I can do so. I give a well-known speech called He Who Owns the Media Makes the Rules, and that's what we're seeing when it comes to the abuse that's heaped upon us. They have a politically driven agenda, and they have the apparatus to bring it to bear against us, and sometimes don't bother me with the truth because I got my mind all made up starts to happen. But if Donald needs somebody to help on that, you know, let him know, and I'll help.
You know, Sam, if you do a search there and you check on the union there in Illinois, they're buying up newspapers all around the country.
I know it.
Okay? This is being done quietly there. They became a monopoly. In New Hampshire, monopoly is illegal. Okay? It's in our Constitution on different businesses there. So, and we keep an eye on that there, but the liberal media is trying to control this speech. You know, this safe place garbage. You know, it's all a bunch of BS. I don't understand what's going on in our country. It's a shame.
What's going on is there's not enough people standing up, there's not enough organization, and there's not enough financing supporting all that we're doing. We're running everything on a shoestring, and it's very difficult, but we're making headway, sir. We're getting it done.
Oh, I agree. And, you know, if you're attacked, then keep going forward. And freedom of speech is a beautiful thing, and nobody should ever be denied. If I say something that hurts somebody's feelings, tough shit. Okay.
It's tough. We got to be careful, though. We can't swear on the radio. The FCC will get us.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Hey, all right. Bottom line, though, we're flat out of time, my friend. Will you come back soon?
I sure will. You call me. Let me know what you want on. I'll be more than happy to come on.
All right, Al. Good luck in your election there, sir. And we'll keep you posted. We'll keep an eye on what you're doing, and we appreciate you. And we'll take you out to lunch as soon as Donald Trump wins.
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
Thank you, sir. There he goes. Al Baldessaro, ladies and gentlemen. Well-known state rep in New Hampshire. As you can tell, he's, I don't know, is he as outspoken as Sam Bushman? It's close. He does a tremendous job, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. Hard-hitting talk radio at your fingertips always on your favorite News the Networks Refuse to Use radio station, teaming up with LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.